Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Deborah Ramsey didn't fit the profile of the typical applicant when she joined the Baltimore Police Department decades ago. She was in her 30s, a mother. Deborah knew she loved Baltimore, her hometown, and that she was a people person. She approached her police job with those strengths in mind. Working as a patrol officer and later a detective, she saw people in both their worst and best moments, dealing with the sudden death of a family member or celebrating the return of a missing child. Now, Deborah Ramsey has been awarded one of this year's 10 Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellowships. Each fellow will receive $60,000 over the next 18 months to fund a local project. The Open Society Institute is a nonprofit that supports efforts to address problems in Baltimore's underserved communities, from mentoring young people to criminal justice reform. A bit later, we'll hear about another OSI project that encourages people to sit down and really talk about touchy subjects like race and class. But first, Deborah Ramsey, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What did you learn about the needs of young people from your time as a police officer?
The same things I learned as a young person myself. Those things have not changed. Voices need to be heard from our youth, understanding and guidance.
How did that play out when you were walking a patrol or when you were a patrol officer for the Baltimore Police? Mm-hmm. What did it mean to understand that about kids needing
well,
to?
Well, as you indicated in the intro, that I was a very mature person when I joined the police department. By that time, I was someone's mother. And so I used those strengths to do my job as a Baltimore City police officer. I policed as a woman, a black woman, with a son. And that served me very well. And not only that, but it served the community. I knew when I joined the police department that the legacy up until that time had been predominantly white men. I'm neither. I could not police as a white man. Didn't want to, couldn't if I tried. So I looked at it from both sides. When I joined the police department, they knew what they were getting. And I knew what I was bringing to the table.
And then you left the police department in 1994.
Well, when I left the police department, after I had been a uniform patrol officer and a detective in criminal investigation division, drug enforcement section, and also a detective in internal investigation division, where I actually investigated police officers. And when I left originally in 1988, I started my own private detective agency. And at that time, I was told by the state of Maryland that I was the only African-American woman that actually held the license as a detective agency, per se. So I was able to look at the criminal justice system from both sides. As a police officer representing the state, prosecutors working with them hand in hand, to becoming a private detective, where I'm working primarily with defense attorneys and doing investigative work in those type of cases. So it gave me a very broad perspective how the criminal justice system work and the need and the purpose for having all those components to work together in a just way.
And then how did all that connect to working with young people?
One of the things I was aiming to accomplish is to provide a viable resource for young people in Baltimore City. One of the things I became involved with, Baltimore City Recreation Parks offered me a contract to provide anti-bullying, violence prevention after school programs. I got involved with that for the last 4 years. That is what I was doing, working with the young people from K through 12. That in turn evolved into unified efforts where we would concentrate on one particular area in Baltimore City. Instead of me going all over the city, we would have a centralized location in West Baltimore where we would provide out of school time activities for young people from K through 12. And that area that we selected was Baltimore Penn North in West Baltimore.
And out of school time refers to after school, weekends?
After school, weekends, holidays, career development days for the teachers, anytime that school is closed and young people have time on their hands, we would like to be that institution where they can come to and catch up on their homework, have some structured activities, participate in new career paths, field trips, all of those things, where they can be safe.
And these are kids of what age?
K through 12. And I always told myself, never, ever forget what it means to be a young person. And I made the promise to myself when I was a very young age. And one of the things that stuck out with me was young people want to be heard. They have answers to some of our most profound problems if we stop and listen and allow them to share their viewpoints without judgment. The area that I focus on is Penn North, where the uprising occurred in West Baltimore. And in that community, they have lost two anchor institutions, the elementary school and the recreation center. So that community within the last 3 years has lost activities that young people could participate in. What we're bringing to that community is activities that are structured, that focus on new career paths. We have an aviation aerospace component. We take them to play golf. And right now I have about 3 or 4 students. I cannot drag them off the golf course. They fell in love with it. I've been a golfer for 35 years. And they fell in love with it. We took over 500 students to several Baltimore Blast soccer games last year. We have some students now who are playing soccer. So we don't know what's going to be that light that goes off inside them. So we try to present a broad range. We also have some older students that we take on tour to businesses in the community. When we took our teenagers to Maryland Legal Aid, they offered 2 of our kids internships. So we're working with that right now. Design Center in Baltimore, they did our building schematics. We took them on tour there. They fell in love with that. They talked to them about how many different types of architects that there could be, from landscaping to civil engineering, and they were very interested in that. And we have students who will offer internships there. So what's the moral of that story? Expose our young kids to places that they may not necessarily have an opportunity. Another one is Kennedy Krager. We took them there, and so we teach our young people how to handle yourself professionally. So Kennedy Krager, they were very impressed with how our students would converse with them and ask them for their business cards and would give them their business cards. So little things like that we take for granted. When young people participate in that, it's just an eye-opener.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Deborah Ramsey about the Unified Efforts Out of School Time Center. Deborah Ramsey is receiving one of this year's 10 Open Society Institute's Community Fellowships. So listening to you describe this, I would think that the Out of Time Center is all about field trips.
Oh, no. No, it's about career paths. It's about opportunities, how to be a citizen, how to be productive. It's about the many different levels, from violence prevention. My background in law enforcement is very important that our young people are aware of consequences and benefits. I do not tell young people, do not get into drugs. I don't do that. What I do say to them is that if you have the stomach to get into that culture where the first time you mess up someone's drugs or money, they will not come after you. They will come after your mother, your little sister, your little brother. If you have the stomach for that, that is what you're getting into. And I feel that we do not give our young people all of the information. We stop at the water's edge. We do not take them over to the other side. So I try to explain to young people what the ramifications are of your choices. And as we all know, it is a fact that frontal part of the brain has not developed yet. And so some of that judgment that they're making, it's not coming from a well-developed area.
There's also a magazine that gives young people an opportunity to express themselves called I Belong magazine. How involved are the kids in the publication of that?
This print publication comes out about twice a year, and all the articles are written by young people. Last summer, our students that participated in our free summer program in Penn North, they went to the local library on the corner of Penn and North every day, researched the articles, wrote the articles. We did the marketing, the public relations. my mission is to enhance their lives and to open up avenues that they may not have thought of. So with the magazine, it gives them professional experience.
So you have this OSI Community Fellowship in hand now. What will that mean for your work?
I will be free to go nationwide to help bring attention and focus on what we're doing in West Baltimore and Penn North. It will free me up to go out and about, maybe internationally, and to also give me the time that I would need to help to reinvest in unified efforts and out-of-school time center.
Thank you for giving us this insight into what you're doing, and good luck with it.
Thank you for having me.
Deborah Ramsey is Executive Director of Unified Efforts Out of School Time Center and a recipient of a 2016 Open Society Institute Community Fellowship. There are 9 other Open Society Institute Fellows this year. Other projects include increasing food access for Baltimore's Latino immigrant community and an arts and employment program for youth transitioning out of juvenile detention. You can find profiles of other OSI fellows at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Quick break now. We'll hear about another OSI project when On the Record returns. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.